from oil changes, brakes, tires, struts, and electrical repair, along with heavy engine, transmission, and driveline repairs, Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe have the certified auto technicians to take care of any problem your vehicle can acquire, bumper to bumper, and everywhere in between. All vehicles in the lot are given a rigorous 101-point quality seal inspection to make sure that it's the best it can be before it drives away with the new owner. View all of Al's great deals on the internet and what services they offer at alhansenmotors.com. Dependability, quality service before and after the sale, and in-house warranties to back it all up. Only at the auto dealership that wrote the book on service. Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe.
Back for more news. A Genesee County judge has sued an attorney who claims that he fathered two of her children and shirked his parental responsibilities. Denise Ketchmark, who is white, claims that she and Circuit Court Archie Heyman, who is black, had an affair for nearly two decades. She claims that the publicly elected judge said that he wanted to keep the relationship secret because the African-American community would be in an uproar. The lawsuit seeks more than $4.1 million and a paternity test. Heyman says that he has a professional relationship, political relationship, and a close personal friendship with Ketchmark. He acknowledges signing an affidavit of parentage to allow Ketchmark's children to receive medical benefits from Genesee County. Heyman's attorney, Jack Beltzer, tells MLive.com that the situation is more involved and complex than it appears. A rally against hateful speech and violent acts stemming from the privately made anti-Islam video that ridiculed the Prophet Muhammad and triggered major protests across the Muslim world has held one of the largest mosques in the United States. Council on American Islamic Relations Michigan Chapter Executive Director Dwan Walland says that about 400 people attended Friday's rally against hate at the Islamic Center of America in the Detroit suburb of Dearborn. The event called attention to those who provoke violence in their speech and counteract extremism in the Muslim and non-Muslim worlds. The video, Innocence of Muslims, has linked to protests that have resulted in at least 30 deaths in seven countries, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya. Dearborn is home to a large Arab Muslim community. Authorities in Livonia say that a Livonia woman whose compact car struck a train in Ann Arbor Township is expected to recover. Washtenaw County Sheriff Sergeant Jeffrey Fox tells AnnArbor.com that the woman was driving a 2006 Ford Focus at about 4:30 a.m. on Friday and drove right into the train. He says that no one on the train noticed the crash and continued on. About 6 a.m., another train noticed that the woman's car was in the ditch. Firefighters responding to the scene found an unidentified woman pinned inside her vehicle and transported to a hospital. Her condition wasn't immediately known, but Fox says that she's expected to recover. Fox says that it's not clear why the woman drove into the train. The railroad crossing has signals, but no gate. Neither alcohol nor drugs appear to have been a factor in the accident. The following are cash bids for Friday, September 21st, 2012, as of 5 o'clock p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat is at $8.52, red wheat $8.32, corn $7.08, soybeans $15.46. For navy beans and black beans, call the Cooperative Elevator for more information. Keep in mind that trading hours are continuous, but will be closed between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For updated market information, please contact any of their plant offices or check out their website at coopelev.com. For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. And for the latest Thumb Air news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
Welcome back to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. I'm Clark Ramsey. Alongside me, Dave Hansen, Gullet Commentary. We have an absolutely beautiful fall here as the Lakers are traveling to the east side to take on the Harbor Reach Pirates in week number 5 of high school.
Biggest rivalries historically talking, in the sum. It's the Harbor Beach Pirates against the Elkton Pigeon Bay Four Lakers, and ask anyone who lives or grew up in Harbor Beach or Laker country in the 80s and 90s, and they will be sure to tell you their thoughts of the opposing school. This is the first time these two squads have met in football in 7 years, dating back to August 26, 2005, where Harbor Beach pulled out the 12-7 victory.
It's so hard to imagine that we were in high school the last time these guys played. It just doesn't seem that long ago, but it was.
It doesn't indeed. And historically, this game was either played in the first week from 1997-2005, or the last week of the regular season, 1979-1994. It was week number 9, and then again on the first week, 1965-1967. And a lot of those games came down to the wire, and sometimes securing the last and much-needed victory to get into the playoffs. These two teams have met on the gridiron 28 times since 1965, with Elkton Pigeon Bayport High School leading the overall record 16-12. And I'm told we're back onto our secondary system, Dave, so bear with us, folks. The reason I say Elkton Pigeon Bayport High School, compared to the more popular Lakers term, Dave, is because Harbor Beach lost in 1959 to Pigeon High School, 46-0, and Elkton High School, 20-7. Average score is a touchdown or less difference overall in the entire series. Lakers with the advantage, 22-16 over the Pirates.
Wow, what a good stats there, Clark. I did not know that. Pigeon High School, Elkton High School, that is awesome.
Well, folks, it's time for a trivia question. So, if you would, you can call the radio station. If you know the answer to this trivia question on WLAW Sports, it's a two-parter. You need to have both answers be correct, and we will get your information, and we'll send you a nice little prize. The trivia question is, what were the mascots for Pigeon High School and Elkton High School before they consolidated into one powerhouse of a program, creating Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers? Call 989-269-9931. Once again, that's 989-269-9931. If you know the answer to what were the mascots for Pigeon High School and Elkton High School before they consolidated into one powerhouse of a program. Once again, 989-269-9931 if you know the answer to that trivia question. We'll get back with the answer right after this. You're tuned to WLEW.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, this is Cooper for Thumb National Bank, inviting you to join the Thumb National team. In our family, my great-grandpa is a farm customer at Thumb National. My grandpa and grandma are business customers, and my mom and dad bought our house with a mortgage loan from Thumb National. And oh yeah, they bought our family truckster. I mean our minivan with a Thumb National car loan. They even come to our school to teach all my class about how to save money. That's pretty cool and a lot of fun. I know when I get bigger, Thumb National is going to be my bank too. My sisters and I already have savings accounts for college. My dad says Thumb National can make all your dreams come true. He should know because he's really smart. Take it from me, Cooper. Join the Thumb National team today with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when it happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom of over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find multi-game feeders, trail cameras by multi and cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, September 29th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting